We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Sfira Soimer Shvuos, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Gimel. V'alkein b'yoyim hanofa soimer soirim, maschilin lispor sfira soimer. And it's for this reason that on the day that we bring the Omer of barley, that's the day that we start counting, the special count, which we call Sfira Soimer. Ki ikurhu lishmoir moichoi letaihar adas kanal. Because one of the most important things that we're dealing with right now is a person watching his mind, his brain, to purify his brain. Aval ha-hascholot tzorech liyois miyira. However, the beginning, when a person is first starting, has to be from yira. Ki yira koidemes loilam. Because the Torah tells us that Yira preceded the creation of the world. Ki ikur birur hadas v'alidei b'chinas ahava, b'chinas chesed. Because we know that the main clarification of das and development of das is through ahava and chesed. K'mo shekosuv, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes in this chapter of Likut Imran that we're dealing with, Mi sitra diyamina moicha chivra kekaspa, that on the right side, the moyach is white like silver. And we know white is always an inyan of chesed. V'yira koidemes la'ahava. And we know that yira precedes ahava. Yira always has to come before ahava. K'ma shekosov shom Rabbeinu Zal b'maimar anal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in the chapter in Likut Imran Torah Hey that we're dealing with, Al Maimar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, regarding the story of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, where it's said over there, V'chishodo prosho gira, that when an archer shot an arrow, kodmolo ihi, the ship beat out the arrow. And in the story over there, the ship was Yira. The arrow was Chesed, the ship was Yira. So we saw that Yira precedes Ahava. Ki Yira koidemes, because Yira comes first. I've mentioned this in the past, that the two words Yira and Ahava, the Meforshim bring, the last two letters of the word Yira are the first two letters of the word Ahava. So it's a natural progression. If you picture you're going from letter to letter, Yud to Reish to Aleph to Hey to Aleph Hey Bay, the Aleph Hey of Yira is the Aleph Hey of Ahava. When you're 50% through Yira, you're starting to move into Ahava. There's an overlap between Yira and Ahava, but the Yira has to come first. Ki balavedo machsir alavedosei, because like Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the Gemara that says, who looks for who searches for who? The man searches for the woman, or the woman searches for the man? It's the man who's supposed to go searching for the woman. The woman represents Yira. Isha Yira Sashem hi tishalo. So when you have the woman, when you have the Yira, the man will come searching for her. The man will come automatically. The Ahava will come automatically in a sense. Nimtza shetzorich tomid lahaschel miYira. So therefore we always have to start from Yira. Vayidei Yira memela nimshach Ahava. And through by developing your Yira properly, automatically, you'll be zecha to draw upon yourself ahava, v'yidei ze yecholin letaher hamoyach. And when you have your yira and ahava misudar properly, then you'll be able to purify your mind. Ki be'emes betchila sahiskarvus sheroitzin lichnois bavoidas Hashem lekadesh uletaher atzmoi. Because the truth is, when a person is first starting out trying to come close to Hashem and to purify himself, Ikra ha-hascholo hu miyira. The main beginning, the beginning has to be from yira, out of respect, out of fear. Vayidei ha-yira zoiche li-ahava uledas letar moich v'dat b'shleimus. And with a foundation of yira, on that you can put ahava and das to be able to purify your mind completely. V'alkein kisheroitzin lotzeis mitumas Mitzrayim v'liskois l'kabolas ha-toira maschilin mehanof ha-soim ha-soirim shutikin ha-yira shikoidemes. And this is why when we want to leave the tumah of Mitzrayim and get to kabolas ha-toira, we begin with yira, which means we begin with bringing that korban omer soirim. Soirim was barley, which is animal, which is yira compared to ahava. Because we said Sa'ira was Midas Hadin. Sa'ira was Menatzbach, which was Gvura, which was Yira, as we showed previously. Shehi Tikkun HaYira. Okay, so the measure of barley represents Tikkun HaYira. Shehi Koidemes, which comes first. V'oz Soifrim HaYomim. And right after we bring the Korban Omer, it's from there that we begin the count of the 49 days. V'chol yoim v'yoim soifrim el ha'oimer. And each day that we count, we attach it back to the oimer. We say, k'moy shoimrim, yoim echod, lo'oimer. Shnei yamim, lo'oimer. V'chein kulam, and so on and so forth for all the 49 days. V'yidei zeh, mamshichen al atzmon tikkun ha'yira b'chol yoim v'yoim, ayidei shesoifrim el ha'oimer soirim. The way that we draw a yira upon ourselves throughout all 49 days is by making mention of the omer every one of those days. Remember, omer is barley is gvura, yira. By including in our count the word lo omer every day, we're connecting to that yira. We're attaching ourselves to that yira. We're not letting go of the yira. We started with yira, and we're schlepping the yira with us throughout all 49 days. Vayidei yira memela nimshach ahava. And we said that from yira, there's a natural progression into ahava. Kibala vedo machzor avodosagana. Because we said, the one who lost the item goes looking for it. The man goes looking for the woman. The woman is yira. When you have the yira, the man, the chesed, comes looking for it. Vaydezeh metaharin hamoichin, and that's how you purify your brain. Bebechinas misitra diamina moicha chivra kekaspa, as the Zohar Kodesh says, from the right side, the moyach is white like silver. So we see again the right side, which is chesed, white, which is chesed, silver, which is chesed, that's part of purifying and developing the moyach, the brain. V'zehu ikra hataro sheyoytz mitumas mitzrayim mipigam hadas letaro segdushas hadas kanal. This is the main purification, that we leave the impurity of Mitzrayim, the pigam hadas, and we enter into tara and kedushas hadas. Rak shahascholo humiyira. It's just that you always have to remember that you have to begin from yira. Va'oz kishemetar natsma bememtes yemei asfira. And then, when a person is zocher to purify himself during those 49 days of the sfira, umesaknin hayira v'hamoyach, and the person is zocher to correct and develop the yira and the moyach, azay nishmoim haramim biyom kabbalah satoira. Then on Shavuos, when there's Kabbalah Satoira, which was thunder, if you've worked the first 49 days on developing your brain properly, when the thunder hits, you'll hear it properly. You'll be able to hear it properly. And then the person could be zeicha to feel the full joy, the full simcha of Shavuos, bechinas simchas oilam, as we said before, an eternal simcha, bechinas aspaklaria hameira, that concept of a clear vision. Dahainu hasimcha me'amitzvah v'yatzma kanal. This refers to being on the level where the person experiences joy from the mitzvah itself. He's not waiting for reward. Sheyargish oinig Shabbos. Dahainu oilam haba ba'mitzvah v'yatzma kanal. Meaning, where the person feels the pleasure of Shabbos, which is a taste of oilam haba, while he's doing the mitzvah itself. V'oz kis shezoicha l'simcha zu. V'oz yochel lahamtik kol adinim. And when a person is zoicha to that kind of simcha, when a person is zoicha to be on the level that when he does a mitzvah, he feels simcha from the mitzvah itself, that's shleimus ha-simcha, that person has the ability to be mamtik dinim, to sweeten all kinds of judgments and everything. How? Because Rabbeinu Zal explained in Likutei Moran that when a person is on that level of simcha, he's connecting with Hashem's simcha. And then when he's connected to Hashem's simcha, he can detect where Hashem is at, whether Hashem is koidim gzardin or lachar gzardin. He'll be able to feel it in Hashem's simcha, if there's something lacking or not, chas v'shalom. V'oz yochol oimer b'shvili nivroilam kanal. And then such a person is on a level to be able to say the whole world was created for me, ki hu yochel lesaken hoylam kanal, because such a person is in a position to be masaking the world. Why? Because he can daven for them. Not just like any Joe Blow davens for them. He can daven for them and know how to be successful in his tefillah, because he has the ability to know whether it's before Gzar Din or after Gzar Din, to know how to customize his tefillah to match the situation, to make sure his tefillah is going to be a bullseye, a direct hit. V'zeu b'chinas kabbalas ha-Torah b'shvuas, shu shishi b'sivon, she'oz nizbaseim ho'ilam she'etoli ad shishi b'sivon. Now you could understand also the connection where the Gemara tells us that we receive the Torah on Shavuos, which is the sixth day of Sivan, which is when the world became established. It became settled, because the world was sort of hanging a little bit in midair until Shishi B'Sivan. Nimtza, she'b'Shishi B'Sivan, she'kiblu Yisrael ha'Torah, Oz yochlu kol Yisrael loymar b'shvili nivroilam. So therefore, on the sixth day of Sivan, by Kabbalah Satoira, that's when all of Klal Yisrael was able to say, b'shvili nivroilam. The world was created for me, the Jewish people who accepted the Torah. Now that we got the Torah, now it's official that the world was created for us. V'zehu al yidei b'chinas ha-simcha nal kanal. And this is especially by reaching that level of simcha that the Jews reached at Matan Torah. They got those two crowns on their head, fanas and nishma, that v'simcha soilam al roisham. They showed that they're not waiting for any, that they're on such a high madrega, they don't need reward. They're not looking into the future for any reward. They see the reward right now. They see Hashem right in front of their face. Aspaklari hamira, not nothing hazy.